Good morning. It's time for the Estate and Medicaid Planning Hour with the Herzog Law Firm.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
And good morning. My name is Dave Kabikian.
Good morning. I'm Kim Hance.
Wait a minute. You're not Jane Marie.
Yeah. It's funny. I couldn't see her when she walked in. Yeah, I said, it's Jane Marie. She goes, no.
I can't even say we're two of the attorneys at the Herzog Law Firm.
You cannot. Oh. I can play one on TV,
absolutely, though. You sure can. We're two people from the Herzog Law Firm. Two.
There you go.
One more important than the other, that's for sure. And Kim, because, well, we'll talk about it.
Oh, stop.
But we're here every weekend talking to you about estate planning and elder law, Medicaid planning. A lot of home care today, I have a feeling. We'll see.
Oh, well, talk about all things elder care.
All things.
And aging.
And you know, estate planning and real estate.
Aging, something we're all doing.
Yeah.
We're doing it right now, John.
Yeah, right.
Some faster than others.
That's true.
Depends on the day.
Yeah. It is a call-in show, and you could reach us at 518-476-5900. And as Diana last week let us know, Kim, people are listening, so callers or not, we got to have good stuff to talk about, and everyone's learning from us. So thank you, Diana, for that reminder. If you do want to reach us in the office, it's 518-465-7581, and we do have offices up in Saratoga Springs where you can see Kim, Clifton Park, Albany, and Kingston, where you could also see Kim.
I was going to say. And anywhere in between and beyond.
So let me ask you guys a question. Are you guys big readers? Like, could you read a book?
Depends.
Beginning to end. I'm good at the first chapter, and then I'm an audiobook reader.
It's got to really grab my interest.
Yeah.
Otherwise, no.
I try, and I have lots of books sitting next to my bedside.
Yeah.
But it just, you know. Yeah.
I'm amazed at the people who could just go through books.
Mm-hmm.
And
my brother is like that, and he reads these big, fat books, and it's like, wow. And he does it in like 2 or 3 days. I could never get through it.
Yep. Yeah, I have a couple colleagues
I
who
couldn't
are like
do that. Yeah, I know.
Like book 17 for, you know, the month of February.
2023.
Like, oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, so I ask you guys because I like listening, you know, a lot of driving. We do a lot of driving as part of our job. So I like audiobooks and podcasts and stuff like that. And I was listening to an audiobook this morning that I've listened to a bunch of times before. It's called Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. Do you know who that? So he's one of these guys. It's not like fiction. It's not, I guess it's nonfiction, but it's like, why are things the way they are? Kind of observational stuff. And his premise on this book is that one of the things is that if you spend 10,000 hours in dedicated practice to something, you become an expert in that. And if you have this innate talent already, if you couple that with all those time and hours, like, for example, he gives in his book, a big chapter is actually about the Beatles.
Oh, cool.
So they spent so much time in Germany.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Playing live and selling hours and hours and hours.
They would do 6-7 hour sets every night. And made them tight.
What made me think of bringing it up today was we do this every day, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
All day.
Mm-hmm.
And not to toot our own horns, but we're really good at it.
Yeah, and I was actually just doing fast math because 10,000 hours is actually 4.8 years. So,
oh wow,
gosh, when I've been doing this, like, it's scary to say, 35 years.
Well, right. Now, not every moment of every day is going to really hone your craft.
No, but I divided that by 40 hours a week.
Yeah.
And we all work more than 40 hours a week.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But it ends up being really important because I brought this up last week where we had a fact pattern and the home care fact pattern, and the client said, I'd like you to talk to my niece first. She's in Florida. And I called the niece, and she said, well, I don't know why they wanted you to talk to me. I'm an attorney, but I do matrimonial law. I don't know the first thing about elder law. And it becomes really important where when you have these most difficult of fact patterns, technical and, you know, we really got to be creative in a solution. Mm. You got to find an attorney, Herzog Law Firm or not, who specializes in the type of law that you need because it is so specific. You can't just talk to a social worker about the needs that their mom's going to have at home. You need to talk to someone like Kim. And fortunately for us, John, there's nobody like him. So
that's what I hear.
There you go.
Yeah.
in many ways.
So, Kim, I have two topics I want to talk about. One, they're both relatively large, long topics. And I'm going to give you the choice as to which one you want to... I'll give you
a name.
Yeah, we do this with Jay Marie. It's very fun. Mostly because I like to see the surprise look on her face because I told her about none of this before we get on.
I'm feeling a little blind here at the moment.
So, choice number one is called The Fine Print. And choice number two is going to be called Here, There, and Everywhere.
Wow. Let's see, Dave. I'll take Here, There, Everywhere for 200.
Okay. Well, we're going to be here for the next 3 hours because of this one. So I was actually thinking about how our theme song is obviously When I'm 64, the Beatles. And I was wondering if I could come up with an article or if we could talk on the radio and basically just talk about different Beatles songs, titles, and how they are part of what we do. Mm. And Here, There, and Everywhere seems to really describe how the home care system works, because our clients always think home care is home care.
Right.
And when we talk to people about the community Medicaid program, we need to make sure they understand, hey, it actually evolves with mom, because home may not always be home. It can be home. It could be a assisted living that's a special type of assisted living.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a day program at a skilled nursing facility. It could be a room at your daughter's house and all of the above. And right. So I'd like to explore that with you, Kim. You already know all of that. But if we could, you know, I guess maybe piece by piece, and let's start with this special kind of assisted living, actually,
mm-hmm.
because we have this fact pattern we're dealing with right now where mom is at an ALP, an A-L-P.
Yep.
So could you tell the audience what an ALP is?
So it's an assisted living that accepts Medicaid for funding, and the kind of Medicaid we use for community care as opposed to nursing home. So the community Medicaid rules apply. But it's just designated beds that Medicaid can cover. The care is not any different. We have, you know, basic assisted livings. We have adult homes. We have memory care. We have enhanced that all have what we call ALP beds. So it just basically stands for assisted living program, which just means that Medicaid will cover that particular room in that particular facility. And it's not marked as a Medicaid room. It's, you know, it's regular room,
incognito.
Like everybody has, right? So it's just special funding that's allowed for assisted living.
Now, to me, now that makes it a very special kind of situation, a very special kind of facility and room specifically. To me, it's special for a different reason, because the kind of Medicaid that they are talking about does not involve 5-year look-back periods.
Correct.
It's the community Medicaid, the home care program, that covers certain kinds of assisted living facilities and their rooms.
Right.
So we have a lot of fact patterns where you have a client, Kim, that is not, maybe doesn't have family around. Maybe they don't live in an urban area. Maybe it's really difficult to find all the hours that they may need because it's general supervision kind of hours and it gets very expensive. Maybe they don't have a lot of household income to throw into a pool trust to use for hours that Medicaid is not willing to cover them at home.
Right.
And for those kinds of people, they can actually be outside of the physical home in a facility, an assisted living, this ALP, qualify for it, afford it,
mm-hmm.
right? Because maybe they just have $1,500 of Social Security, but they're nonetheless able to afford an assisted living facility because the county is paying for it, Medicaid is paying for that room.
Right.
And it really changes the math. It goes against everything we always talk about, right? We talk about 5-year look back periods, doesn't apply, right? We talk about, well, assisted living, there's nothing we could really do for you. Well, that sure as heck doesn't apply.
Right.
When it comes to an ALP. And so it could really, really, really save the day. And it you know, does either initially help our client or it lengthens their long term care fact pattern to buy us time for a more comprehensive solution as they continue to age.
Right. Because as we all know, aging progress, you know, things mm-hmm. in aging, all things aging progress. Ideally, we'd love to keep somebody in place once they make a transition of some sort, but sometimes it's not always possible. So we're always looking for the best case scenario in which we can, you know, help them stay in place a much longer period of time.
Yeah, and the, you know, the specific circumstance that we're dealing with right now that covers or includes an ALP facility is where mom was living with daughter for some time.
Right.
And guess what? Daughter needs to start to get back into the, you know, working.
Well, her work requires her to travel extensively for long periods of time. And, you know, that's when the home care situation becomes a little tricky because, you know, in order for these plans to work, we're required to have a backup, you know, and in the event that a home care aide doesn't show up or they get sick or, you know, any number of issues. And if there's not a good, reliable backup, then this plan really, it's not a safe plan for the individual at home. So we look outside of that to see what other options there are.
Yeah.
And socialization is a big part, you know, good nutrition, like all of those things. And sometimes family members just aren't cut out to be long-term caregivers, particularly as some of these chronic conditions like dementia progress, because there are different phases. I mean, it's much different taking care of somebody in the early stages than it is taking care of somebody in an advanced stage of some sort. So it's always good to keep your window, you know, your thought patterns open to what's available. And one of the things we say, don't ever promise that you're not going to place somebody in a nursing home or assisted living or whatever.
You know, we're going to try like heck not to, and then fill in the blank.
Right, but sometimes, you know, I explore this with families all the time, and I love the assisted living option, particularly for somebody who is going to require a lot of oversight and supervision, a lot of care, because sometimes people just don't deal well with somebody hovering over them all the time, right?
Yeah.
So an assisted living is a great option because they have their own apartment or room. They have a place where they can retreat, and they don't have like a one-on-one aide that's there all the time,
right?
You know, where they feel like their space is being invaded. And it's hard for spouses, married couples. You know, you've got an individual taking care of your husband, let's say. You don't ever have the house to yourself.
Yeah.
So again, it's a great, you know, it's a great option to have.
Yeah. And you know, without getting too specific on this fact pattern, the ALP is going to prevent this lady from being in a nursing home.
Correct.
Specifically. Sometimes it's not as, you can't connect the dots and say, but for the ALP, someone would need a nursing home. In this fact pattern, it absolutely is the case. Because of the circumstances with her family around her, what her needs are. And then one extra level is that if she doesn't need a nurse, I mean, she can't afford assisted living without an ALP status for a very long period of time. And if she needs a nursing home, well, what's the big deal? You'll just, you know, it doesn't sound like she's got a lot of money, Dave and Kim. You'll just get her qualified for Medicaid. Well, maybe, because there's a 5-year look back period. And we have an idea as to what happened in the last 3 years when she was living up here with her daughter. It's a mystery what happened year 4 and year 5 ago when she was in Florida with her son. We're not really sure. So we don't want to necessarily have to find out. And obviously, an assisted living would, for most people, assuming that money wasn't an option, is probably preferable to a nursing home.
Well, and there's just the whole planning thing, too, because we have lots of people who, you know, they understand that they can give $14,000 a year without gift tax, right? But doesn't translate over into the Medicaid world. So there's lots, again, to your point, working with somebody who specializes in this field is really super important, because we're going to be looking at all of those things and all of those triggers and red flags that would happen that would prevent somebody from otherwise qualifying for something.
Exactly right. So that's probably the there part of here, there, and everywhere. We have the here and the everywhere to cover right after the break. We'll be right back with the second half of the Herzog Law Firm's Estate and Medicaid Planning Show right after this.
You've been listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Hour with the Herzog Law Firm. Join us every week to learn more about protecting the assets you've worked hard for, options available for Medicaid planning, and more. With offices located in Corporate Woods in Albany, West Harrison Street in Saratoga Springs, Executive Woods in Clifton Park, and 130 North Front Street in Kingston. Our attorneys are here to help you. If you'd like to schedule an appointment to speak with David, Jane Marie, or Harry, please call us during normal business hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To contact us at our Albany office, call 518-465-7581. Our Saratoga Springs office, 518-581-8131. Our Clifton Park office at 518-952-4010. And our Kingston office at 845-338-6405. Let the Herzog Law Firm help navigate a plan that works for you and your family. Now back to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Hour with the Herzog Law Firm.
Good morning. We're back. My name is Dave Kabikian.
And I'm Kim Hantz.
In the first half of the show, Kim and I were talking about a specific kind of assisted living called an ALP, A-L-P. And that kind of facility is assisted living. Okay, so it's not a nursing home. It is Medicaid eligible, or you could be Medicaid eligible in that kind of facility for that kind of room. And even though you're not at home and you're spending every day outside of your home, the kind of Medicaid that will cover you is actually the home care program, which, as we all know, means no 5-year look back period. It's a, I could make it qualified on May 1st kind of Medicaid of
Correct.
This year.
Yep.
It's a, we can save all our income kind of Medicaid. It's, you know, you get a certain amount of hours, probably in addition to the level of care you're already getting at the ALP. So in this kind of arrangement, we may have the client actually separately contract to have someone help mom out while she's at the ALP. We do have a call. His name is John. He's in Boston Spa. Good morning, John. How are you?
Hi, John.
Good morning.
What's up?
I have a question about selling stock within a trust.
Sure.
If I sell stock within a trust, how do I legally keep track of that for the 5-year look-back period?
Okay. So if you're selling stock
and
from
then,
a trust.
And I leave it in the trust and buy different stock.
Okay. Perfect. So the money never left the trust.
Correct.
Okay. That's really easy. So let's say you have like a E-Trade account or TD Ameritrade or something online that you're doing your own little buying and selling, right? Because money never left the trust, when we do account to Medicaid and provide them with the last 5 years of both your personal finances and the trust finances, they're going to see that the value of the trust or there were no withdrawals from the trust, rather, to you. So just if you're keeping it in the trust, there's nothing really to do.
Okay, so they just see that there was just a buy and a sell, but nothing moved out of it.
Right. I thought actually you were going to ask about your own personal taxes, which is all those buying and selling moments are going to be taxable to you on the individual level. You do know that, right?
I do know all
okay.
that.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, okay. So the numbers, because when it gets purchased, it starts a new date.
No. So because everything is that's in that circle, if we drew a giant circle and called it your trust,
right.
The stocks that are in there stay in there. They're just different kinds of stocks. So your tax basis in those stocks may change as you're buying and selling. But when it comes to the 5-year look-back period, the moment that Medicaid cares about is the first time the value entered the trust. When you're rearranging the value, it doesn't create a new 5-year look-back period.
Okay.
Only if you add new stuff to
it. Yeah. So that's,
only if I what?
Only if you add new, you know, you say, you know what, I have 10 grand
yes.
outside of my trust. I'm going to buy some stock and put it in the trust. That moment has a 5-year look-back period.
Yes, I understand that part of it.
Yeah, so it's all good news, John.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
No problem.
Such good questions.
Always. Very. John's on the ball, by the way. He knows. You could tell he knows
his
stuff.
He really does, yeah.
Yeah, that was a specific question.
Yeah.
And he should be thrilled with the answer. Not that it was a fantastic answer, you know what I mean? But just, it's good news,
right.
is what I mean.
Right.
So, Kim, home care does cover ALPs. Great to know. There's a couple Alps in the area. Mm-hmm. That's good to know. It's a good option for people. Most people still want to be at home, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They do.
And the way that they could maybe stay at home and sleep at home, wake up at home, have breakfast at home, but maybe spend the day so that their kid can go to work and come home, is through day programs.
Yes.
And they went away for a little bit due to COVID for
they
good reason.
Did.
But they're back.
They are back. Not as robust as they once were, but we definitely have a good grouping of social day programs. There is a medical day program here in Latham and one in Amsterdam. So good options for people who might need a little bit higher level of care. But we have quite a few of social day programs. And really the biggest difference is, you know, in a social day program, in both programs you're going to get food, reminders, assistance to and from the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Medical model just takes it the next level up where you can get actual personal care. You can get medication administration, so somebody who might be diabetic, who might have wound needs,
so
you know,
Kim,
that type of thing.
For me, who doesn't really know the ins and outs of the day program, who is someone picking mom up from the house, or do I have to get mom to the facility?
Right. So it depends, right?
Yeah.
If you're on Medicaid, which again is the community Medicaid program that we've sort of focused on, we can arrange transportation through Medicaid. Some of the day programs do provide transportation. So just depends on geographically where you're located and whether or not you're sort of in their catchment for their transportation program. But we can always secure Medicaid funding to get transportation. So
gotcha.
Whether it's an and that's nice for folks who may have ambulation issues and need a wheelchair, so you can get a wheelchair accessible van or, you know, transportation mode to be able to get you there.
And I hope I'm not oversimplifying it, but to me, the fact pattern where that makes the most sense, you know, usually is where we do need that social component. It's difficult to get caregivers maybe to the house for an extended period of time, maybe. We have caregiving covered overnight because daughter does come home from work, yep. Son does come home, and it's really those daytime hours.
And I think too, just it's more affordable. So when we're looking at, particularly if somebody hasn't done Medicaid or we're looking at a plan where somebody needs a lot of hours, it's easier to build in the day program because it's more affordable when we're figuring out that budget, so we can get more hours on the back end where somebody might need like evening and overnight coverage, and then they can go to the day program during the day.
Right.
So it helps sort of with that budgeting piece of it too.
I feel like you're very good at Tetris. I don't know if that's true, but it feels like this is all Tetris.
Right. If we move here, then what does that open up? Yeah.
But that really
is a puzzle. Absolutely.
And your role in it. So, you know, the paralegals, the attorneys get you qualified, ideally in a way that it has an eye towards if home care doesn't work, whatever version of home care we're talking about, mm-hmm. that doesn't work, we actually might need a nursing home. So we had to have qualified the right way with an eye towards that. But then once you do acquire whatever hours that you're going to be allotted, that's when the master Tetris player needs to crack her knuckles and get to work.
Really, I'm at the very beginning, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm working with the family to understand, like, how many hours they're looking for so we can start building that plan.
And like, also, by the way, Kim, to say, hey, it's great that Dave told you about home care. I don't see it in this fact pattern. And that's rare that occurs, but you know, sometimes...
There are occasions, you know. But again, you know, it's sort of being the master puppeteer, right? And helping families sort of realize that they have resources that they didn't think about, you know? So it's really sitting and having those conversations about what's available and what can we utilize in each person's neighborhood? Because that's really what it boils down to, you know?
Yeah. The last piece I wanted to cover of Here, There, Everywhere was, again, we're obviously talking about your own home. So let's get away from just your own home. An apartment or a room in your kid's home is a wonderful place to still be getting community Medicaid, particularly because we know that, the property is going to be easier to maintain because it's not your property, it's your kid's property. Mm-hmm. We've had fact patterns where someone's pooled income trust. So the way that we're able to preserve your income mm-hmm. as you're receiving home care can pay your kids a, you know, an appropriate share for the space you're quote unquote renting out.
Utilities, yeah. groceries, all
and,
of that.
And that's not the way we make money for your kids. It's the way we preserve your income for your family.
Correct.
A little different. And we have a lot of fact patterns where that happens. The one thing that people do need to keep in mind, though, is where you are living can impact who the caregivers can be.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to have one of your children be a caregiver of yours, they also can't be your landlord.
Correct. Well, landlord, and they also can't, you know, sign off on things. So it changes yeah. the dynamic of how we have to set up the plan.
And, well, you know, if you're listening and you're thinking, well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to end up going to an ALP when I need this help. These are just options. We actually don't know if those beds will be available. We don't know if that's going to be a good option for your specific needs or not. It depends on not just the state you live in, obviously, but the county you live in, the town you live in.
Correct.
The part of the town you live in.
That's why I say neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, because it is super important. I mean, we work from the, you know, Hudson Valley all the way to the Canadian border, and our geographical territory is very different and between all of those areas. So,
and we know you're one of a kind, Kim, but you know other Kims,
yeah.
so to speak, in other areas that can help. So if you have a family member that's out in Buffalo, as an example, the laws there are the laws here.
Correct.
But then we could connect you with other care managers.
There are people who understand what the resources are. And I think that's the big thing is, you know, not one answer for everyone, right? It really does get down to it's creative. Like this part uses the left side of my brain, right?
Is that the creative side? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Is it the creative side? Whatever.
Yeah.
But that's that's why I love this job so much, because no day is ever the same, and it's really sitting down and kind of cracking the code. It's sort of like a Rubik's Cube, right? Like,
yeah.
if we make this move, then I get all of this to line up, but then everything else falls apart.
if you see the smile or smirk that comes on my face when clients say, well, we were going to try for home, but there's no way that's going to work. And I say, really? Let's explore.
Out.
Yeah. Let Kim say it's not going to work before we know it's not going to work.
Just this last month, we've moved two people out of nursing home back into a home.
No, you didn't.
We did.
Really?
With 24-hour care. Absolutely. And they thought they were going to be nursing home forever.
Most people don't think they're going to leave the nursing home, you know,
nope.
yeah.
on their
yeah.
feet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, and I mean, it's working beautifully. You know, and one of the folks was told by the nursing home that if they left, it would be against medical advice, that they would not have the option of going back to the hospital, admitted again. I mean, it's crazy what people sort of get backed into, but
well,
we're very successful.
So we have like 45 seconds, Kim, but you just touched on something that's so important. When people say that your loved one can't go home, they may mean they can't live on their own. That's not what home care is about.
Correct.
It's about getting care at home,
exactly.
not being on your own. So we may agree, yeah, they can't go home like they were.
Right.
But then we could come up with a creative solution, even 24/7 care, where you are effectively bringing the nursing home home. There's nothing special about a nursing home.
No.
It's just a lot of people around.
Right.
Sometimes you're wondering where they all went because you can't find anyone.
Right. Oh, it's so
sometimes
true.
It's like a Home Depot or something.
Yeah, right? You wander every aisle and there's no one to be found. But
yeah.
No, that's very true.
It's nice to talk to you, Kim.
You too. Good to see you guys.
Have a good weekend, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Hour with the Herzog Law Firm. For more information on their services, please visit herzoglaw.com. If you'd like to speak with one of their attorneys, please contact the Albany office at 518-465-7581, the Saratoga office at 518-581-8131, or their Kingston office at 845-338-6405.